towards the airport.
What's going on?
JK4HXP, everything just lovely.
I was telling you earlier, I worked Cody one time on the mobile on 52 Simplex. He kind of caught me by surprise because I wasn't expecting to hear him.
The frequencies can be strange things when the conditions light up. A couple of years ago, I talked to a guy that was between Charlotte and Spartanburg, although he had an advantage on me. He was about 4,000 foot in the air in an airplane or a sailplane.
Should be something better now. I'm on a fresh battery pack, KI4LZI4.
KK4HXB, you sound like in the next room. And my wife's in there, so I'm out of order to go make sure that you ain't in there with her.
We got Cody to tell you about that, because he caught me by surprise, and I caught him by surprise on 5-2 that day. And if I didn't have the elevation I had at the time, I'd never worked him on Simplex.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I've been trying to work him on Simplex, but you know, it's kind of strange that we can do that, but I've never been able, you know, my buddy down the street, Whiskey 4, Victor Whiskey Whiskey, we've tried to do that, but the mountains here kind of throws us off.
I explained to you before about these hunters that run around here operating on the marine frequencies on VHF high-band Simplex. Firing antennas and altitude, that all plays a big part. Here where I'm at here, I ain't gonna work too many while I live here on Simplex, even on the fixed stage.
Hey, let me ask you a question. A buddy of mine gave me a ship-to-shore radio, and I don't know what kind of antenna I need, so what kind of antenna I need to put this radio up and running so I can listen to these guys?
You take the same formula as you would take for this band here on 2 meters. The only difference is this here is 146 megahertz. You want to do 156 megahertz on that band. Take the same formula and calculate it out, and you can come up with something.
Oh, roger that. Thanks. I want to put me an antenna up. I got a nice radio that I've never even turned on, but I never knew what kind of antenna I needed for it.
Take the same formulas that we use here in amateur service. Just remember, it's a little ways further up the band from here. This here's 146. You want 156. Do your formulas, calculate it out, and you can come up with the proper dimensions for the kind of antenna you need.
Oh, roger that. Thanks a lot. I got everything under control now, so I know what I need.
Before I forget you.
From a meeting?
Negative. I'm not home from a meeting right now, no. As with everything else, as y'all know about this 19 business, all meetings can't happen right now.
This is all a joke. You know, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I got a phone call tonight said that in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you ain't gonna be able to go buy no groceries.
In time, after what I've already seen so far, as you say, for the past, whenever this started, anything might be possible, and I mean anything. And as you found out about the other person who wanted to get their tech license, I don't know of anybody right now that's holding any exams right now, you know, at all that I know of anyway right now because of this as well.
I'll call my buddy right quick, and I want you to tell him this. He's monitoring, so he's jonesing at the biz to be able to talk to us.
All three of us, if we had applied to try to get our tech licenses during this time right now, we wouldn't have been able to got ours either.
Get real nasty. You can told me in 2-3 weeks, if you go to the grocery store, there ain't gonna be nothing there, so you can put this in your pipe and smoke it.
Like they do up in Alaska. Do it via video. They have the capability if you have a... They just gotta have you sit in front of a computer with a camera. That's all they do up in Alaska. KK4FU, I gotta go step over and get me some more water to drink.
KK4HXB.
I don't know what they're gonna do about it, but anybody that's trying to get their tech or an upgrade right now, they might as well just forget it, because it ain't gonna happen. Whether it's down at the Red Cross building, that library over there at Central, where the other group does it, UCAS group do it, it doesn't matter. Right now, as far as I know, no one's doing it because of this 19. KI4LCI portable.
KK4HXB, you think it's engineered? You think they doing this for a reason?
Wait, I can't write it in stone that that's what's happening, but I also wouldn't rule it out either.
Roger that. Love my brother, because if anybody knows, you do.
Look at everything that's happening. The election's in November. There's plenty of people who would like to see Trump just drop away, and when they've been after him for various reasons, way another, for the past 3.5 years, you know, just come up to your own conclusions.
That's right. I kind of think it's going to get worse before it gets better, so what do we got to do? We either hang separate or hang together, and I'd rather hang together.
For LCI portal for ID, and I still wouldn't rule out a possibility that China didn't come up with some of this, because they're not really too all that happy with Donald Trump. China isn't either.
Democrats, we all know that. KK4FTU.
KK4HXB Friday. Friday, I'll be right back. In 3.
KK4LCI portable. I see also that you ain't able to do too much over that BMW right now either, yourself.
April 6th, I'm no longer employed out there.
It depends on what you do right now. Some people aren't working or unemployed, and there's others that are working their tails off. Say, like the people who stop these grocery stores, they're working themselves silly, and the truck drivers that goes to the warehouses, to these stores, they're working themselves silly and can't keep the shelves stocked, and others are unemployed.
Wish we'd have had a bunch of stock in the paper companies. We'd be rich with all the people making rugs on toilet paper.
Times of things in the past about the early 1940s during World War II, but I never thought that I would be still alive to experience some of this stuff personally myself.
XP Friday. Let me ask you a question. All these people buying up all this toilet paper, you know, that sounds like a conspiracy. If I was going to buy something, I'd buy food for my family. You know, you can wipe your butt with anything, but what's the deal with this toilet paper?
In me, I can't answer it.
You got all these people that's got all these stores, there's no toilet paper, but yet they buy toilet paper and they ain't buying food. You know, there's something here that's not right.
Well, the Sears and Roebuck catalog anymore in the outhouses, because they don't have that anymore. JCPenney doesn't have a big catalog, and Montgomery Ward's gone out of business, so I guess TP's the only thing you can.
Yeah, but if you had to buy something between food and toilet paper, what would you buy?
My food, because you can always take a washcloth and wash it and reuse it.
That's right. But, you know, there's something here that is not copacetic.
But, man, it'd be nice if that water was warm.
Well, like I said, I'm going to go down and start buying all the pump sprayers and Tractor Supply. I'm going to buy every pump sprayer that I can put my hands on and call them bidets so you can wash your butt. Save that toilet paper, one time, one use. That's right.
Just, you don't use any leaves that are growing on a vine that are in threes to wipe your tail with. Could be rather itchy.
Yeah, get you a pump sprayer and put some, leave that they use to take care of sunburns. Just put it in there and it'll take care of all your problems.
Aloe?
That's right. Come to something here. I might need to start buying all the pump sprayers up and all the aloe. And that's better than toilet paper.
Couple aloe plants, and those things, they grow like crazy.
Yeah, roger that. Just think, with a pump sprayer and a big aloe plant and squish it down and make liquid out of it, yeah, you don't need any TP.
KI4LZI portable for ID.
JK4HXB for ID.
I'm saying, I don't know, it was a week or two ago, something like you was thinking about going fishing. You better also observe all these things here. They got horse pasture closed, the parkway closed, most all these state parks closed, so you can't just go anywhere now to fish unless you're on private land. I know when this first started to happen, I heard on the DNR repeater up here on Caesar's Head where there was some out here on one of these big lakes wanting to go out on their boat out on one of them. They moved all the signs and the barricades away and put them out there and went out on the island out there. And it wasn't long till the DNR was found out about it and was coming in on to get them. Then that next Monday, that's when we heard the governor say, no getting out on the water.
Well, these governors and these mayors are becoming little dictators. You know, they think that they can dictate, but, you know, the people are not going to put up with this. You know, they get fed up with it as we speak.
I'm telling you, when you go to do such stuff as that, with the way things is now, you better keep your eyes wide open over such stuff as that. Go ahead, Rich.
McTaxter had to do some backtracking because he doesn't control the lakes along the state line, and DNR does that, and Army Corps of Engineers, which is federal, does that, so he couldn't exactly stop that.
Prior to him making that announcement, I heard it with my own ears on one of these DNR. I don't know which big lake it was over here, which one it was. They wasn't that specific, but they was going around, moving and going around the barricades, and they busted them at that time. Then come that Monday, I heard him make that announcement concerned about getting out on the water.
These people that's got petitions up against these governors and these mayors, and they want to rescind their, let me see how to put this, they want to rescind their votes, and they want to put them back out, and you know, I'm trying to figure out how to word this.
But I can't think of the wording of it, but I do know what you're talking about. Certain places has that, but I don't think it wherever we are, we're in a situation like that right now.
Yeah, but you take McTaster, he's wanting to be a little dictator, so let's just play it by ear for another 2 or 3 weeks. If it gets really crazy, then I'll make some phone calls and we'll get a petition going.
KK4FTU.
Repeat that.
That's impeaching for overstepping his powers.
That's right. We'll impeach him.
Limbaugh was saying today, you know, there's getting to be under these conditions all kinds of little dictators, from mayors to governors.
You know, I grew up in politics. My family was in politics. And I've never seen anything like this. You know, at one time, you know, I've sat at the round table with the governors and everybody in South Carolina. I kind of think this is getting a little bit out of bounds, and there's nobody stepping up to the plate and challenging them.
It's hard to have much, a whole lot to know what. We're just going to have to watch and see is all I know, but I know I've never lived through nothing like this.
Well, I hope it's the last time we have to live through anything like this. But the people of South Carolina's going to have to stand together and play it by ear. Just don't let them push you too far.
Where tar and feathers would have been brought out, and it would stop this crap real quick.
That's right. You know, I've thought about that, too.
Tells the Affordable Fire, they say, like, for instance, with this virus like it going on, you know, back in 2016, Trump relied on a lot of his rallies. And guess what? You have a lot of people at rallies. Well, guess what? Under this current circumstances, they might do it electronically, but they can't do it in person.
More people are for him than they are against him. If they take and try to impeach him or try to do anything against him, the American people will stand up in revolution. These Democrats don't realize that. I think that's what they want.
In time, it certainly could be, you know, with a bunch of these jokers, it's just... they're power hungry.
Who they work for. We need to cut out a lot of their extras that they're getting and make it where we have to vote on them getting a raise instead of them voting themselves raises.
Voted them a $40,000 a year raise. This $2 trillion deficit or budget or whatever they've done, the Congress voted them an extra $40,000 a year on it, on this BS. What's wrong with this picture?
That was what their salary was changed to instead of a raise, KK4FTU.
KK4HXP, you know that's right.
Well, it's the portable. Like I said, there's all kinds of things. You know, I can't prove it myself, as you say, but there's all kinds of things involved in this that makes it look very politically suspicious about it.
You're 100% right. KK4HXB Friday, if there's anybody else out there that wants to put their 2 cents worth in, bring it in. Let's talk.
Bill's the iPortable. There's no way to prove this, and I can't prove it, but I just have a suspicion. Chinese and Democrats worked together, and this so-called disease is some kind of bio-type weapon. They take and they use this to try to get back at people who voted for Trump by putting us through misery.
Week that Brar's group did their meeting virtually with cameras.
Mama son's wanting to do a third party. KK48 Jake's Bay, Mama Dev's coming in here, and she wants to say her and voice her opinion, and it's all legal.
You just don't let her see, but chew on her leg.
No, Roger that. Mama son's wanting to say something. KK48 Jake's Bay, Mama Debbie here coming in.
I think it's time we help Trump, President Trump. He can't do it all by himself.
We're trying. We just need some collectiveness to get together and do it peacefully if we can, and get some of them knuckleheads out of there as lifers.
I understand. Not sure that that's necessarily going to happen. Look at what our founding fathers had to go through. Look what President Lincoln, he gave his life.
Carry on. I got to get off the radio for the time being and go ahead and eat my snack, and I won't be able to transmit for a bit. So y'all go ahead and carry on, but the next time you talk about going fishing, though, Earl, you better think about it, unless if it happens to be tied in some way to the government. In some form or fashion, they might not let you do it. KI4LCI Portable.
KK4HXB, you know, I was thinking about going up to the funnel and doing some trout fishing this week, but since you said that, I kind of think I'm going to stay home.
Hatchery, do some fishing there, Earl.
Yeah, roger that. Mama son won't say something. KK4HXB, Friday. Son's kind of got Mike fried. It's kind of funny. When she gets on a roll, she gets on a roll. But she's kind of Mike fried.
With a frying pan in hand, make sure you don't tell any tales on her, is she?
No, I was just trying to tell her to get out here and voice her opinion. You know, we're doing a third party and she's completely legal. That's like you and your wife. She's legal. And Dale, she had something to say, but she kind of got Mike fried.
That's poking a little fun. Hoping she would bite and come back.
Yeah, Mama son loves you too, brother. To talk to you.
My nephew's fiance, I said, I know exactly what I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you a nice 8-inch frying pan so you can keep him in line.
Say hello to you. And she gets ready. She's got the mic frack thing like I had and you have when we first started doing this.
Right. Only if I'm standing in front of an audience. This, I don't have a mic fright. I talked on a radio previous job when I carried one a good bit.
A little mic fright. She's kind of, when she gets ready, she'll do her robust, but now I can't get her to talk. I'm trying to get her to say even, say hello to you.
Sheba was guarding you, keeping her away from the mic.
Deb's getting ready to say hello to you. Deb, say hello to him. Richard, say hello.
Hi, Richard.
You got a crazy spouse there. We're trying to keep him from getting his legs gnawed off by Sheba and trying to get him to quit leaving sandwiches where she can get to them so easy.
Sheba stays on his heels. She is just, they're both ornery and you should see them.
And the 4-inch logs and the landscape and timber pieces around the yard. I've been up there. You were at work apparently.
What was it last night when it rained so bad? You should have seen the two of them. They were both over there sawing logs. I was awake about 20 minutes, about 20 till 4, listening to the rain and waiting to see if there was a tornado coming so I could get them up to go get in the ditch out in the front yard, and they were both sawing logs.
Yeah, my two kids were sleeping like that, but the wife and I were up. It was about 3:00 here.
Tell you what, it washed away a fourth of Earl's garden and I really thought I was going to have to get up and hide from a tornado.
Out there, it thundered and rattled the windows, rattled the house. I was in my water bed and felt it. That's how bad it rattled the house, and the kids never even made a motion.
KK4HXP Friday. Yeah, you know, my security system lets me know when something serious happens. Deb wakes me up and says, the alarm's going off. I said, well, here's the code. Go cut it off. And I went back to sleep. Didn't realize what was going on.
Hit you with a frying pan to wake you up.
Thought about worse.
Your taser.
Yeah. Listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Occasionally, I used to listen to Tara in the morning on my way to work, but I haven't been getting up and turning the radio on, so I haven't listened to Rush. But my father-in-law, he'll listen to him, and he's got to listen to the podcast in the evening. Yeah, Rush has been hitting the nails on the head real sure for a long time.
It's me, Friday. I'm going to turn the floor over to Mama Sun here and let her take it over for a while because I'm trying to get her used to the radio so we can get her license. So, Richard, I'm going to let her take it over.
The problem while she throws your call out is third-party person.
Tara, about every day, and Rush, about every day, and it breaks my heart to see our country going the way that it's going.
It's all about how much power and how much money I can get out of everybody else for me while I'm in office, for the most part. And if you get a good one in, they don't stay that way long if they stay there any length of time. KK4FTU.
I know. And have you, by any chance, gotten your $1,200 into your, in your checking account? Because if it doesn't come through the checking account, they said it could take months longer than that. So what does that tell us?
I've seen and heard it tells me that the Democrats are more worried about getting money over to the Iranians than they are taking care of their own people that put them in office.
And what's your thoughts on that $25 million that Nancy Pelosi gave to the Kennedy Foundation?
It's a huge outbreak for all of the members of that foundation. So to me, my thoughts are it shouldn't have ever been part of it. They were getting ready to vote on the issue, and she came flying in off of a vacation and had to change it to like a 1,700-page thing to have to go to. We should have told her, you can read it after you voted, approved it.
Well, I personally think that the Kennedy Foundation should give it back.
Some of them should live in barracks or dorms and get $45,000 a year only for a salary because it was never designed to be a profession or a career.
KK4HXB Friday. I'm giving it back to Mama Son.
I agree.
Somebody said, let's lock down the media and see if for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and see how many problems our country gets solved because they can't go out and look for things to report on fakely. KK4FTU, but I don't think they're teaching journalism anymore. They're teaching how to be a spokesperson for the government. RQL. Wow, somebody throw a torch up! Shoot some fireworks off! KK4FTU. See you, Cody.
KK4HXB, Cody man, Mama's gonna say hello to you.
Heard a lot about you there over the past years or so. It's good to finally put a voice with the the story there.
Well, you too.
Roger, need to get out there and get the tickets. They sit in here with us there, Roger.
I've been thinking about it.
Decided to pull the trigger. I'll send old Earl there some information via phone. I know an email address he can send you information to you there, and they'll get you set up.
Okay. I actually did look at the book some time ago and actually took a little test on what I had read, and I actually passed it. I almost fell over.
Roger there. Yeah, get that ticket, and then y'all can tag team it on the when the contest rolls through.
Yeah.
It's Chick Speed Friday. Cody Mama doing the third party tonight, and I'm kind of enjoying it.
That's what I heard there. At least she's in here to keep you straight.
Roger that.
Not impossible.
She's done dominated the mic now, so after tonight, then the radio, my ham shack is going to be her ham shack.
He just didn't realize it.
Well, get that ticket and be able to blow the dust out of all that gear. That's what I told this one girl over in Tacoa. I said, you need to get on that thing and blow the dust out of it. Your daddy ain't doing too good of a job there. So, I'm glad to hear you got on there.
Marty, you know, it's legal, and I'm trying to get her used to the mic. And, you know, she's enjoying herself. I kind of think that I might have put a spark in her eye.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, she just needs to get that third ticket. And we'll hook you up twin mics there. She can have one, you can have one, and y'all can talk through the same radio.
Said I got to move to the little boy's room. Kick it for HXB Friday, Mama's. Holding the mic, third party.
Hearing stories and seeing pictures of the remodel, so how bad was it?
So bad.
Working on it.
Tearing it down and building me about a 6,000 square foot log cabin out in the backyard.
If he does.
Well, that's what a leaf blower was for.
It's hilarious. That would sound like you know Earl.
Yep. I tell you, you want to hear something funny. That same girl in Tacoa, she asked me, says, one night, she says, what you have for dinner? I says, I don't know. I don't know. I can't decide between the cat that got run over by the garbage truck or the possum I just shot out of the chicken house tonight. I was like, man, I wish I was there to see the look on her face.
Oh, that's funny.
Pulled that line about, I've lost count of how many times I've used it. But when I worked in the food service there's a few times I'd bring my own lunch in. I worked at Bojangles for a spell and then Arby's, and I finally decided the farm's where I needed to be, so I'd come back home. But when I worked at Bojangles, this one girl we had in there named Jessica, I was back there eating chicken fried rice homemade, and she said, that smells pretty good, Cody. What you eating? I'm like, fried rice. She's like, oh, yeah, what's in it? And I'm like, you really want to know? She's like, yeah. I says, Tomcat. Actually, you got her a big old mouthful. I said, yeah, Tomcat. I said, I had a whole slew of messing with my chickens. I couldn't figure out what to do with them, so I just started shooting them with the right. Made me a big old stir fry. You ain't ever seen someone hit the toilet so fast it was priceless. I remember the manager come back and said, what's wrong with Jessica? I said, oh, I guess she just got a bad taste of, or a bad cat didn't sit with her or something. I don't know. And then I did the same thing at the little black girl down at the Arby's at Dawsonville. The same thing with the cat with the fried rice. I had Chinese rice. Then one time I come in with dirty rice, and she's like, I want to try some. I said, okay. That's really good. I said, yeah. It helps when you get fresh possum off the side of the highway.
Mom and son looked at your pictures when you was playing the banjo or whatever it was that you sent me. We might have a little old guy we want to hook you up with. You up for an adventure?
Yeah, why not?
All right, that's cool. You know, you want me to fix Mama's air conditioner, which I told you I'd fix it for. You just get it here, let me have it, and get Richard. Let's all of us get together and do a cookout, you know. But they got this band that, you know, you can't grill out, you can't cook your food, you can't have a fire pit. But, you know, get everybody together and let's get down here and have a cookout. I'll bring my people in and we'll have a good time.
And to me, oh yeah, it's a harmonica there, just for your information. But, yeah.
Matt, Richard, you want to come over and have a cookout? Bring Mama with you and let's just, you know, tell FDA, you know, FDA said that we couldn't build a fire in the fire pit, and we couldn't cook in our grills.
They hadn't. I've still been cooking on my grill. They ain't stopped me.
Not us either. That's just wanting to come over here and walk up my yard and tell me that I can't cook on my grill, then I might have to rethink that.
Earl, what's going on up there now?
FDA or said that we can't build a fire in a fire pit, we can't cook on our grills, we can't do anything because it's a health hazard.
Lord have mercy. May God have mercy on my neighbor that's in the road sold, because when they light their brush pile up out there, you would have swore they're running a full out, hands down, all going barbecue smoker.
And what about we can't get our hair cut? I never saw anything in the Constitution that told, that said that I could not go get my hair cut.
He keeps on, I'm going to have me a nice ponytail or a man bun one.
I thought that if they don't open up the parlors here soon, I might kind of get a little bit finicky.
Pair of pruning shears and a hedge trimmer. That's what I told Rocky, my barber. I said, you know, worst case scenario, you can just drive around like you're a landscaper and pull out your shears and your hedge trimmers and whatever.
It's kind of funny. I told Deb, she didn't. I told her, I said, we'll say something. She said, well, I don't know what to say. So I'm going to leave it to her. KK4HXB, 3rd 40, Deb, my wife.
I don't know what to do about his hair. I don't know what shears to use on that.
A little like Einstein.
I think I got a neighbor down the road from here who's got some sheep shears with a 5-horse Briggs and Stratton run them. That should be enough. Or we could hold a... get my bush hog raised up a little bit, and I can just kind of let the blades hover over it.
The only thing me and Einstein's got in common is the hair, and his IQ is 109, and mine's 168.
Go get his weed eater, get Sheba to lay on top of him and go around him and trim his hair that way, KK4FTU.
That would work.
Richard, I forgot about that. Yeah, just get you a weed eater with them little plastic, either you can use a string, but that kind of can become a hassle when it shears it off real quick. So get some of them plastic blades and just give them a nice buzz cut there.
Mama's kind of a little bit mic fried, and she's getting used to it. So maybe here I can get her studying in the books, and we can get her license along with John and his wife and... and, you know, we'll just add to the family.
I would do that.
Sir, I kind of get tired of hearing folks talk about their better halves, and then I don't get to put a voice with a name and the stories and all that. So, yeah. Go ahead and get that ticket there.
Better than Earl.
Roger.
You weighed, she didn't tell you she weighed 300 pounds, did she?
For the dog where she smacked you with a frying pan there, Earl.
Yeah, John, I told John, I said, you weighed 300 pounds, and we went up to see him in the hospital, and he looked at her, he says, is this your madam or your mistress? I said, no, this is my wife. He said, you said she weighed 300 pounds.
Found out I didn't.
Yeah.
All of, like, 130 pounds, fully clothed, shoes, and everything.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Oh, mercy. Yeah, I tell you, old Earl, something else there for sure.
Exaggerates a little bit. You know, I had a woman tell me one time, she said 6 inches was this long. So don't believe nothing she said.
Hi there, Earl, KK4FTU.
I love you too, buddy. We just having some fun. Mama's wanting to say something.
I'm going to have to take over his radio.
Shut up.
I'm monitoring what he says, KK4FTU.
Be a good idea.
Mark, you owe. Yep. I tell y'all something funny. On my cell phone, I have these... I don't think my other one had it, but this new one I got had this thing where you can send a text if you got your hands tied up where you can't take a call. I took those generic ones and I tweaked and tuned them a little bit. So depending on who the person is depending on what kind of message they get. As my hands are tied up right now, and I'll call you when I get them free. So, this one feller, I sent him one that said, I'll call you later, I'm right in the middle, I'll call you when I get done, I'm in a meeting after I finish filing the paperwork, I'll get back in touch. He figured out what that meant, he come back and like, man, that's way too much information. But, I wish I would have been a fly on the wall to see his, just the way he looked when he saw that message come up.
To your sidekicks wrestling around on the other table, so you must have them satisfied with a lot of catnip.
So they're somewhere on the other side of the house. I haven't even looked for them. I just opened the doors and came back here and talked on the radio. I'm like, well, if y'all ain't back here, I ain't going looking for you.
Big beef, Roddy. You guys got a copy. Kind of lost you there.
Room full of you. Try this again. Yeah, I've got a whole room full of you there, Earl. 5-9.
Oh, Roger, I'm going to let Mama talk to you guys. She's going to get the mic in her hand. So let her talk to you. KK4HXB. Mama, son, Deb's doing third party. Thank you. Static out there, Mama's kind of got my fright.
We were just waiting to hear some words of wisdom from her. Tired of listening to you so much.
Think she got a little bit of mic fright, but if she's going to get her ham radio license, I think that I'm going to have to break her from it.
Manny, she won't have mic fright much. She'll step in and correct what's been said from you on the air, KK4FTU.
No, Roger that.
Yep. Well, hey, Earl, did you catch what I said about the text response when I got my hand full on the phone?
That, yeah, Mama's sitting here, just built her a new outhouse.
Considering what you told me about that there last one there, I hope you got a few of them long valves on it like they have on a propane tank here so the gases don't fill up, send that thing up like a rocket.
I dug my hole, took me a set of hole diggers and dug me a hole down about four and a half feet, threw me a stake down there and turned Sheba loose.
Shoot. I'd have had some fun out there on my backhoe digging that thing.
Yeah, but see, I ain't got the money to buy a backhoe. So, you know, it'll surprise you what a stake and some hole diggers will do. After it was all done and over, I had my outhouse hole dug.
Hey, or, you know what you could do? This is something a buddy of mine, I don't remember, either over Texas or something. Yeah, it might have been where it was. A fella over in Texas I talked to said, you know what the best way is to get a good hole dug? I said, what they said, bury a burrito about, 10, 15 foot away from the hole and get you a couple of Mexicans. Say, hey, if you dig down there, you get your meal. And they'll go in there like a mole.
Cody, what Earl doesn't know is I have rented me a rent-a-man, and his outhouse is being dug.
Roger, Roger on that. Oh, mercy. Yeah, you need to get that ticket there ASAP. Like I said, I'll send Earl the information, and we need to get you set up there for sure.
The one thing about a wife is you can never always depend on your husband to do what you need him to do, so we have to go hire it ourselves.
Now, what you're saying, I just had a little talk with my mom there back yesterday, day before yesterday, I don't remember. They said her and her dad went over there to drop her F-250 Super Duty off to get a water pump replaced on it. And I think he said it cost something like $2,500. Like just for craps and giggles, I looked up the water pump, and I'm like, I just stood there, just sat there quiet. When they come in, I said, told her, I said, excuse me there. I said, you do realize you just got taken to the cleaner. The water pump wasn't but about $50, so yeah. And then she was like, yeah, but your dad will never get out there and fix it. So I just got it done. Well, I guess that's the price of convenience.
Hey, you tell Mama Sunday, only I'm going to fix her air conditioner for her. And what do I want out of the situation? I want some pinto beans and some cornbread and some chow chow.
I've told her. She just ain't made her mind up yet, but I've already passed the word along to her there. She just ain't decided what she wants to do there. But I'll talk to her again tomorrow or something. Let her know, say, hey, we need to get this done because you need to keep driving that darn car and make use of it since you just had to have it.
Well, we'll figure it out. Just, you know, just tell her, you know, we family. I'll do whatever I can to keep her cool.
Roger, I'll sure enough do that.
ID. Richard, where you at?
Get a hole dug. Start a hole with a post hole diggers and throw a couple of chipmunks in them. Then get Sheba started. They dig, trying to get away from her, and she dig, and she'd have you a nice tunnel dug.
Yeah, you know, I ain't thought about that. That's probably pretty cool. I had to think about that.
I have to bribe Sheba to help out on that one.
Any dogs that are as well behaved as she is, KK4FTU, you've done well with her.
She's a lush. She's like every other woman I've had in my life. You know, she'll play you like a bass fiddle. Deb says it's her house.
There's more sandwiches there on the desk in front of the computer so she could have snacks.
That's for real.
By tomorrow, I'll give you some peppers and some tomato plants.
Got some things to do in the morning, but I'll do my darndest to get up there at KK4FTU.
KK48 checks me for ID. And my wife, Debbie, doing third party. If anybody has any objections, just speak up now or ever hold your peace.
Yeah, baby.
Sitting here where I've been for the past little bit, I'm fixing to send you an email address that you can email all the information to. Of course, I have to set her up, say FCC, you know, get her FRN there, but I'm going to send you an email address that you can send the information to, and you can get her on the air there since everyone else wants to be all shut and shop up because of all this crap, so... Yeah. Well, get her on there.
Oh, thank you, bro. Just get it to me. You got my email address. You got my phone number. Just move over to 130.
KK4 RQO QSY.
FDU, clear for frequency.
We're back.
I don't know if it's having some power issues with or what.
But anyhow, I don't think fill out the application, sit down, you get your certification, and once that call sign shows up in the database, you're home free for 10 years, and you just go on the FCC site and hit renew for free. No more testing required.
KK4FTU.
Sure. Don't know about old Earl. He might have got lost somewhere between 4-0 and 6-10.
He texts me Friday.
You, Earl. I believe they got some power issues on the 130.
No, Roger that. That's what Deb said. Deb said, she thinks that they might have, senses up there. The power went down in Seneca. Rephrase that. That's Paris Mount. I was thinking about the 610.
On the same tower as the 610. I just think they're having some power supply issues with that one, or something that's overheating or something.
Those particular folks, they don't like up there anymore because of whatever reason. I just think it's kind of interesting. We're kind of talking back and forth about stuff. We start talking about test sessions and knowing where you can go when everyone else is shutting doors. So I start talking about that. Dead.
You guys are real scratchy. Got a lot of white noise.
They're having some issues with this one, too. We may have overheated it.
You sound good right now.
Scenario, I'll go get my other phone and get the call sign of this repeater and jump on it via Echo Link.
Repeat.
Worst case scenario, I'll go get my other phone and get the call sign of this repeater and connect through Echo Link on my phone I got now.
Yeah, I was talking to Deb when you were talking, and she said, shut up. I'm talking on the radio.
Should I need all the help I can get?
N4YK, I believe, is the call sign.
Roger. I'm going to take a standby real quick and get that set up, and I will be here shortly on Echo Link.
Fred HXB, where are you going?
Just keep an ear out, KK4RQF.
KK4HXB. Friday. Where you at, Richard?
Cody, W4NYK is the call sign. He's hit the Echo Link. We may have to leave a little extra time in so he can get in.
Yeah, it normally takes about, 5 or 10 seconds?
I also know it can be aggravating sometimes when jump the gun and when they're doing that, don't give time for you to get on.
That. Think Deb wants to talk to you. I'm getting ready to get to the little boys' room.
That test online, or do I have to go to a facility to take it?
That out with what's going on now. I know up in Alaska they do it online. And they do it, I think they do it with the computer camera watching you. They have people watching you while you take it or something, I don't know. But right now everything's on hold because the facility that they normally take it at the Red Cross is closed for people that aren't supposed to be there all the time. KK4FTU.
If they had cameras because of just security reasons, I could get that.